What do you think makes this promotion different from the, you know, the plethora of wrestling promotions that are in the Northeast?
Well, I think that for starters, it's we build a lot from within our company as far as, like, we're motored and fueled by our school, Creative Pro New Jersey and Creative Pro New York. Those are both of the training schools that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And because of them, you know, we're able to establish stars on our own homegrown guys. And then, obviously, then friends of Pat Buck will do favors here and there, like guest trainers and whatnot. It really... The school drives everything, and there's been a lot of people who's actually inquired about, you know, performing for us and working for us, and we have to deny them only for the simple purpose of, you know, we got 50-plus students between the two schools, you know, busting their ass and trying to get on the roster and trying to get a spot. So that right away separates us from pretty much anybody else because our school is what really we generate most of our matches through between the trainers there, like Dan Moff and Mario Baccara, Kevin Matthews, guys like that. They're helping train the future of our company. And Pat obviously, runs both shows. And, so it's a good mix. It separates us because we have the students and we have these homegrown guys, but we also have some seriously good friends of Pat come on board a lot. Like your Rybacks and, Bull James and guys like that are all friends of Pat. So they're willing to help out and, establish some of our talent.
So that was going to, you just kind of transitioned beautifully into the next question. But how does Pat, like, kind of go about getting some of these guys? Like, he obviously has a great resume. He knows he's got a ton of connections. But how does he kind of, like, cherry pick who he thinks is going to be best for these guys?
I think there's been times where we've done a lot of these fantasy warfare posts and what fans want to see. And a lot of them are a little astronomical where it's like, okay, you know, that's nearly impossible. But then some of them kind of trigger a couple things. Like, okay, we have a guy like Dan Moff on our roster. He's a seasoned vet. He's been around the block. He's been in the professional wrestling business for close to 20 years and all in the independent. So he's been traveling the world. And then, okay, so we have a juggernaut in Dan Moff on the roster. Who can we match him up with that's going to be a hardcore smash-mouth wrestling match? And that's where Ryback fell in. It was one of my favorite matches of 2016. You know, Ryback versus Dan Moff. You have two unstoppable forces, you know, meeting heads. And it's for instance, coming up this weekend, Mario Baccara is one of our hardest working guys on the roster. He's the hardest trainer we got. He's one of the greatest guys outside the ring. You know, he deserves a little bit of everything. So we're putting him in the ring this weekend with a guy like Cody Rhodes, and also Leo Rush. You know, like these guys are independents, and obviously Cody Rhodes has had so much success, with the WWE and whatnot. And he wrestled Pat in Cody's very first match of his professional wrestling career.
Wow.
So there's always going to be there's always going to be those little, not so much favors, but I guess little, friendships and connections that you've always had, and it just kind of meshes well with our core roster. So, like, these matches that look on paper like the craziest dream matches are literally just our company versus some of the top stars in the independents because of who we know.